Hello.
Good morning.
I'm getting wired up so you can hear me. That may be a good thing or maybe not. We never know. Oh, you have to see how the preaching goes. In today's lessons, we first heard about Saul, who became Paul. Saul, who was persecuting Christians. He was putting them to death. It's assumed that Saul was holding the people's robes when they were stoning Stephen and killed him. Saul thought he was being a good, righteous Jew by killing these heathens until Jesus came and said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And ultimately blinded him so that he ultimately could see reality that Jesus was. And Jesus renews his vision, and it says it was like scales fell from his eyes. And my friends, I hope scales fall from your eyes, that you see that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the one and only true God. And he asks us to do one thing, and that is follow him. Follow him. He doesn't ask you how many times we were in church. He doesn't ask how much money you gave. He doesn't ask how much time did you put in to help others. He said, just follow me and believe in me, and you will be my disciple. Did that with fear and trembling. Well, the gospel reading, we see a different side. We see Jesus had died and been resurrected, and its scripture says this is the third time that the disciples saw Jesus. And our hero, our hero is out. Peter is out in his boat because, remember, this is the guy who denied Jesus three times. He even swore, "I don't know the man." And then the cock crowed, and Jesus looked at him and he wept. And it says he left sorrowful. And he's, I'm sure, saying to myself, "Boy, I screwed up. I'm done." But yet he was still with the disciples and he saw Jesus. And this is now the third time. And we see Peter saying, "Hey, I don't know what to do next. I'm going fishing." If I was there, I would have said, "Hey, let's do it. Let's go fishing. I like fishing. I like eating fish. Let's do it." So the disciples are out in the boat, and they go at night because that's when the best time for the fish are. The way now they call them St. Peter's fish. He was catching. He was out there, and they take this cast net, they wind it up, and they throw it out, and it hits the water, goes down, and they pull it. It comes together in the bottom, and they pull it up. Nothing. So they do it again, and again, and again, all night long. I'm sure their arms hurt from doing all this. Nothing. Skunked. And yet, they're about ready to give up when they look and they see this figure of a man standing on shore, and he says, cast your net on the other side of the boat. Now, how dumb is that? If the fish aren't here, they're going to not be here either. That's stupid. Reminds me of a joke about a guy who goes out fishing, and he goes out on his lake and he finds the proverbial fishing hole, and he's catching fish like gangbusters and filling the boat with fish. And he goes back to shore and he gets there, and the other fishermen gather around and say, wow, where'd you get that? He says, man, I found a fishing hole that just wouldn't quit. Well, did you mark it on your map? Oh, I did better than that. I put a big X on the side of the boat right where I caught him. Dumb. And here this guy on shore, and they didn't recognize it was Jesus at first. Cast your net on the other side. Well, I think they have had some inkling that it might have been Jesus, because they do it. And they take this cast net and they throw it out, and it sinks down, and they start pulling it up, and oh my gosh, they can't even get it in the boat. There's so many fish. And they have to row over to shore so that they can drag this whole load of fish in. And there's Jesus. There's Jesus. See, the key to that is they followed what Jesus said for their life. And then we shift to Jesus is making breakfast. He's cooking fish. I don't know about you, but I normally don't eat fish for breakfast. But if you go overseas, you go to Israel, you go to Scandinavia, they eat fish and cheese and dairy products for breakfast. If that's God, answer it. Otherwise, don't answer. So he feeds them. And they're eating this fish, and he turns to Peter and looks at him, and he says, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. He was using a word that we don't have in the English language. He was saying agape. See, in our language, we have one word that says love. Whether I'm saying, I love my wife, who's up in the balcony, or do I love pizza? Same word. I better love my wife a little different than I love pizza. So in Greek, there's three words. Agape, which is unconditional love. Eros, which is romantic love, like I love my wife. And then there's filio, which is brotherly love, like I love all of you. So Jesus answers the agape love, unconditionally. Do you love me unconditionally, Peter? Yes, Lord, I do. Yes, I do. And they keep munching away on the fish. And Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? Filio love. Do you love me as a brother? Do you have brotherly love for me? And Peter, I'm sure, hung his head a little bit. Said, yes, Lord, I love you. And a little bit later, he asks him again for a third time. Maybe it's because Peter denied him three times. Do you love me? Back again to agape love, unconditional love. Do you love me unconditionally? Yes, Lord, I do. Feed my sheep. Who are the sheep? Jesus didn't have a sheep farm. Neither did Peter. Who are the sheep? We are. We're Jesus' sheep. That is not a complimentary term. Sheep are dumb. If there was a grassy spot out here that led all the way down to the river, the sheep would just keep grazing right down to the river and probably fall in. They just keep wandering off, and that's why a shepherd's job was to corral them and keep them safe. And that's what we're called to do. See, that's not just your rector's job. That's all of our jobs. Tend the sheep. Reach out to those who don't know Jesus and bring them into the fold. Share your love of God with others. Ask that checkout girl at Publix. By the way, do you have a church? We have a great one here. Why don't you come join us? To neighbors, to friends, to family, we're called to bring the sheep in to the fold, into this church. I think if we took a vote, everyone would say this is a great church. Is that agreed?
Yes.
All right. Show it. Get off your pew and do. Get off your pew and reach out and invite people to come here. I see a lot of empty pews. And it's your job, not the rector's. It's your job to fill those pews. There's pews up front, and there's pews back here. Invite. Bring in the fold. Look at what 12 guys did over 2,000 years ago. You think we can do it? There's a lot more than 12 in here. Reach out and show Christ in who you are. Because the ultimate message of today's scripture, Jesus is asking us to follow him. Can we do it? I didn't hear you. Can we do it?
Yes.
Amen.